Did you sleep well? Commander, wait, no, you're gonna fall. What am I doing in your bed? Oh, that's a silly question, isn't it? I'm protecting you, of course. I am your bodyguard, after all. Huh? How did I get in? Well, the door, of course. I was walking by your room, and I thought to myself, you know who would appreciate my skills in lockpicking or improving? The commander. So I broke into the room, locked the door behind me to make sure no one else got in, and kicked off my boots and cuddled up next to you while you slept. And then you wrapped your arms around me while we slept. So comfy. Oh, hey, come on, Commander. You know you're happy to see your favorite soldier bright and early in the morning. Huh? Wanting to get back in bed with me already? Well, I won't say no. Oh, hey, come on, Commander. I know it's your day off, but I want to spend some time together. Besides, there's enough room on the bed for both of us. Yeah, see? I knew you'd see things my way. Ah, there we are. What am I doing? I'm covering your body. I'm your bodyguard. And oh, what a body to guard. I had a feeling you'd threaten me with the spray bottle, so I already took care of it and I hid it somewhere. Oh, well, who knows where it could be, Commander? Maybe you'll have to frisk me, Or maybe you'll have to give me a thorough interrogation. Do your worst. Oh, you're no fun. Hey, Commander? This scar here, what's it from? No, the one right here on your stomach. Oh, it was from when you tried to save your friends? What happened? I mean, if you don't mind me asking. Huh? Oh, I see. I'm sorry to hear that, Commander. I guess being a legend isn't as glamorous as people think it is. Commander? Oh, hey, it's okay. I didn't mean to bring up such a painful memory like that. I'm sorry. You don't see yourself as a legend? No, hey, listen, it's true and you know it. You know a lot of us look up to you, right? I mean, here's this legendary soldier who took a chance on a bunch of people who didn't even have a future, and you gave us a new chance at life. I mean, yeah, sure, this life is dangerous, but for a lot of us, it's more than what we had before. We're free. What we say matters, and our lives matter. We wouldn't have that if it wasn't for you and your friends. Huh? I make you sound old. I'm sorry, I guess I do, but it's the truth. You've given a lot of people hope here. And technically, you are older than me, so you are old compared to me. But hey, really, you should be proud of what you've accomplished, what you've achieved here. I mean, maybe you don't realize it, but you're really important to everyone here. You're more than just our boss or just our commander. You're our hero. You've given us so much. Huh? What did you give me? Oh God, Commander, you've given me everything. A family and friends, a voice, even safety, a life and a purpose, and well, someone to love and to protect, and well, maybe someone I could spend my life with. What was that? Oh, no. That is not a kiss. This is a kiss. How's It was okay, huh? Well, I guess I'll just have to try harder then. Now, what do you have to say, Commander? Oh, you are such a liar. You loved it and you know it. Hey, Commander, there is one more thing you could give me. If you're up to it, that is. Huh? Oh, no. No, not that. At least not yet. No, I really just wanted to go on a walk with you. You know, like regular people. Huh? Okay, you caught me. I want to go on a walk with you like a couple would. Huh? Really? Yeah, great. Here, let's get dressed. I know the perfect route for us to walk. Huh? Oh, no. You'll love it. Just trust me. Come on, let's go. See? Didn't I tell you it'd be beautiful? Oh, no. I'm just enjoying getting to be with you know, away from everyone else. Feels so good. Oh, you're enjoying yourself too, right, Commander? That's really good to hear. Hey, Commander? Yeah, well, I was kind of curious about something, if I may. Well, yeah, I would ask anyway. But, anyway, well, besides, being a mercenary, have you ever, I don't know, have you ever considered just you know, settling down, maybe going to the countryside and raising a family. You know, that sort of thing. Oh, yeah. I guess it really isn't your kind of thing. But it was just a thought. Huh? Oh, no, it's just a little further. I saw this place once when I was on patrol. Let's see. It should be here somewhere. Maybe it's. Oh, there it is! Ta-da! Look! It's a tree! Well, yeah, but it's not just any tree. Here, come over here. Look a little closer. You see? AJ plus RA, and Love You Forever, Annabelle, and Lucy and Billy, and all of these names. Well, I thought, well, maybe we could, you know, add our names too. Here, give me a second, and I'll get my pocket knife. This looks really cute now. Oh, hey, let's add a heart around our initials. Yeah? Yeah, hold on. There. It's perfect. See? Huh? No, I didn't just drag you out here to carve on a tree. Honestly, I'm kneeling so I can pledge an oath to you, like how the knights used to. Oh, come on, Commander. Don't turn away. Just humor me for a little bit, won't you? Please? Thank you. Jeez. Oh, now I'm getting so embarrassed so suddenly. I promise to always stand by you, Commander. To protect and care for you. To be by your side always, in the best of times and the worst of times. Huh? Oh, jeez. I don't need you smirking now, Commander. Come on, just will you accept my oath, please? My oath, yes, to always protect you. Really? You will? Oh, yes, Commander, yes. No, don't you worry about a thing. You won't ever regret this. Oh, no, come here and give me a hug. Huh? Oh, this paper? Oh, it's nothing important. It was just a letter from the R&D team on the new tank design being finished. Someone slipped it under your door last night, and I. Oh, hey, Commander! Wait for me, will you? Oh, jeez, what am I gonna do with you?